Welcome to Bring Your Own Mech. As you can tell, I am not Reed. I am Dusty. I am your MC today for a bonus game of Pasión de las Pasiones.
Yeah.
Titled New Tijuana, Old Problems. And I am joined by a lovely, lovely cast. Ray, who are you and who are you playing and all that stuff?
Crap, that's me. Hello, everybody. I am Ray. Pronouns she, they, returning and reprising my role as Takara Tika Masterson. Pronouns they, she. I am taking on the role of La Empleada, the employee. Yes, that is me.
Hey, everybody. I'm Reed. My pronouns are they, them. Usually I'm in the driver's seat. But today, I get to sit back and let Dusty take the wheel. In tonight's game of Pasión de las Pasiones, I am playing El Caballero, the gentleman, as the lovely, the only, Cassandra.
Hello, everyone. My name's Amelia. You can find me on Twitter at @am_rids_music. And I am playing Macha, who also uses she, her pronouns. And I am La Vividor, which... Dusty helped with all of these and was explained to me the Herbo playbook. The direct translation is the deadbeat or the scrounger. Do with that what you will.
Ooh, I am Aubrey. Find me everywhere on the internet, Mad Queen Cosplay, and I will be our, you know, our local disaster lesbian Sawyer. We both use she, her pronouns, and the playbook I will be playing today is La Belleza?
Belleza.
Belleza, yeah.
Yes, that is how you pronounce it. I was like,
you're valid.
It's going to be fun.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and tonight I am playing El Jefe, also known as Vim Zahir Bomb Vanderrump, Greenagale Dow III. And honestly, I'm here to fuck shit up so bad that we can't make this canon.
Challenge
we'll
accepted.
About that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
None of you bitches are safe. I can get weird. I have no idea how to play this game. All I know is that I want y'all to reevaluate, allowing me to have rights.
Oh my god.
And speaking of this game, just a quick like overview TLDR for those who aren't aware of this game. Pasión de las Pasiones is a PBTA game made by Brandon Leon Gambetta. This is a game based off telenovelas, super over the top dramatic, like if you've seen very common ones, Ugly Betty, are from my understanding a lot of like Bollywood movies and stuff like that. The vibes are the same. It's so wild, dramatic, over the top. One of my favorite games to run and play. And instead of having stats, you roll plus questions, which is a really, really fun mechanic. This game will be messy. It'll be dramatic. There will be backstabbing more than likely.
Yes.
Is everyone ready?
You're going to wish that I wasn't ready.
Oh my God.
We'll see about this. We're gonna start with a camera panning over just a beautiful beach. The water, more than likely artificially placed, seems so natural. And we're gonna pan and turn around to just a beautiful house where our crew has no right to be in. This is the house of one Dr. Atoikian? Did I get that right?
Yep, that's right.
Right, cool. We pan into the main living room, early morning after the wedding of one Sawyer and Cassandra. There's still cups everywhere. We see remnants of food and cake left out on the counters. We see one very maybe hungover or just tired person sleeping on the couch. Who would be sleeping on the couch this next morning?
Definitely me. Without a doubt, it's me.
I forget where I said I woke up. Did I say I woke up at the couch or in the pool?
I think the pool.
I think it was the pool, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you were the pool, yeah.
We start with one Tika waking up probably way too early. The sun is barely peeking up over the horizon. And you open your eyes to the outside. You see Matcha, for some reason, on the pool floaty, just still in the pool. But that's not what you're woken up to. You hear the sound of a constant clicking, knocking. You're not quite sure.
I will absolutely investigate, try to look around and see where that sound is coming from.
As you wearily get up from the couch, you're looking around. It's still kind of a little dark for you to quite make out what's at the end of the hall. But I mean, it sounds like it's coming from the end of the hall, which you vaguely remember that's the direction of the front door.
Oh, I'll just stare at the door for a minute, see if it goes away.
And you stand there for about maybe a minute, and it hasn't gone away. Really quickly. Well, Tika is now standing in the middle of the hallway. Where is everyone else? Are slash waking up besides Matcha, where we know Matcha is?
So Vim was smart enough to go back to her neck to sleep, which is something she does very frequently since it's like well-kept and pretty roomy inside for her. So that is where she's at, chilling by her mech, which is by the ship.
And I would say for simplicity's sake, the ship is probably parked on the sand and Grunt is nearby in standby mode. What about Sawyer and Cassandra?
Well, we have the honeymoon suite.
That we do.
So I think we're in like the spare bedroom, just maybe starting to rouse a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
No rush.
Yeah.
So it's still early morning. You see it's 5 a.m. SPT. And where is Matcha? Is Matcha asleep face down, like towards the water, or just kind of like lying up on the floaty?
No, there's like a really, really small floaty. And she would have had the instinct to like be on her back. But like, this thing is absolutely tiny. It's amazing it's holding her up in the water. She just kind of like leans a bit too far to one side and just wakes up with a jolt like, argh! And then just falls right back into the pool.
Tika, you are startled by the sound of splashing behind you.
I will go out and check, make sure Matcha's okay. You doing okay out there?
And Matcha stands up. I'm guessing this pool is not very deep at all, probably like 4 feet. So she just like stands like,
yeah, I'm fine. You're fine. You're fine. Just get out when you're ready.
Time's it. Oh, God.
I think someone's knocking at the door. You want to get it?
Yeah, give me a second. She, like, bangs some water out of her ear. Like, no change of clothes, just, like, gets up absolutely soaking wet out of the pool and goes to the front door and opens her up.
And watch, as you're getting closer, you start to hear the same, like, clicking or maybe knocking. It's, like, hard to distinguish because it's so low. But once you get to the door, squelching footsteps from your soaked shoes? Socks? Both?
She ended the night in socks, yes.
You open the door, and this goes out to, like, a private driveway. You don't see anyone there.
Uh-huh. I'm, like, behind you, peeking over your shoulder.
I kind of, like, look out, look both ways, see if there's anyone. That's weird. And I'd, shut the door again.
As you are closing the door, right before it, like, closes all the way, it just, like, stops. And really quickly, Matcha, could you just roll me?
Oh boy, here we go.
Why don't you roll me Act of Desperation? I think this is just going to be a flat roll.
Yeah, because I'm definitely not having fun right now. I don't have the other two questions in front of me, but I'm guessing they don't apply.
Unless you're opening and closing this door for love or vengeance.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter because I rolled a 6 and a 5, so that's an 11 total.
Wow, hey. Let's go.
Yeah, my favorite number, 2 ones.
As the door almost closes, you feel it like kind of like stop suddenly without hearing the click, and you're able to let go and step away quick enough as the handle where they were just holding starts to melt and slough away. What? And the door is kicked open, and two individuals are coming in at you, weapons raised.
I raise my... I guess, do I have time to react to this other than, like, raising my arm?
Yes, do I also have time to react to this?
I will give Matcha one action. If, Tika, if you want to roll me again, Act of Desperation, I think. Okay. Oh, you know what? You are in over your head.
I am 100% in over my head.
So you get to add that plus one.
That's a 9 total, because I rolled 2 4s.
You'd be able to react to this, but if you do, you will take a condition.
Mm.
Otherwise, you have time to just kind of step back with your arms raised.
Okay, I will take the condition. Is there something in the hallway? Because my first instinct would be to throw something at whoever's coming in the door. Like, is there like a little entryway side table with like a nice vase on it or something?
You know what? Yeah, I'll allow that. I will say I'm going to give you the condition of cornered.
Cool. That works for me.
So yeah, you're able to grab a vase, and I'll have you roll for that in a second. Is Matcha going to do anything? The two individuals come up to you. You have enough about your wits to hear, like, see that they're not familiar. They're wearing masks of some sort, and you just hear them saying, step back, move away, don't do anything.
I think Matcha, who was woken up at 5 in the space morning, hungover for the first time in her life, and has no idea what's going on, and is just a generally nervous person, I suppose, is just going to apply fist to faces just out of fear, like, oh God, just punch one of them in the face.
So that is going to strike out at someone.
Yeah.
Which I would say, yes, they have just wronged you.
I haven't caught them off guard because they're the ones doing the intruding.
Yes. Exactly.
And I'm probably not having fun with this. So just a plus one.
Just a plus one.
That's another 11 total.
Let's go.
Perfect. So on a 10 plus, your strike lands, and you could also either take something from them or avoid marking a condition.
Oh, shit. I really want to I really want a condition. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to take off one of their masks. I'm going to punch him in the face, and I'm going to, like, so hard that their mask flies off.
Great. Yeah, go ahead. Then you're going to mark defensive. This is loud enough that the people in the house could definitely hear something happening. We'll get to what happens with that one as Matcha pretty much decks them. Tika, why don't you go ahead and also roll strike out at someone with the Voss you just picked up?
Yes, I think I have caught them off guard. Technically, no.
I'm going to still go with no, but they did just wrong you. You are still in over your head.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Does that mean plus one or does that mean plus two?
That's plus two.
Perfect. Okay. 10 total.
Nice. So same thing. So you hit them well. You can either avoid marking condition or take something from them.
If Matcha hits one of them, I will hit the other and, again, try to remove their mask.
Okay, yeah. I think both of you act quick enough where you just knock them both out.
Hell yeah.
And they both kind of just crumple to the floor. Besides that, you both could take off this mask. And these are just, like, very, like, blank masks. Like, it's just, like, a silver half bowl in front of them. So, like, it's something that they could see out, but it's definitely made the thing. But you don't recognize either of them. One thing both of you do notice, just because you took these peeps out very quickly, they both have the same tattoo on the back of their neck, which is of a small barn owl.
Uh-oh. A barn owl?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Tika, you recognize this very quickly.
Yeah, I do recognize it.
You recognize this as some people that you've trying to been laying low from. One, Lala Juza.
This is bad. This is very bad. Yeah, I knew this would happen someday, but why today? Literally, why today?
I'm guessing Tika has, like, a very visible reaction to seeing the tattoo.
Yeah, very, very visible. Like, shocked, not disappointed, but, like, kind of sad and exasperated. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
What is this? It's just, do you know this?
Yeah. Okay. I've been trying to lay low from them. And I mean, I've been rather successful at it, but Why now? Wait. Where's... Oh, no. I'm going to go look for... I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go look for... why am I blanking on names?
Zoro?
Yes, Zoro. Sorry. Why am I... I'm completely blanked on the name. Yes, I'm going to go look for Zoro immediately.
Mancha's going to look down at back at the tattoo, sees Tika's reaction, and realizing that, like, oh, this is bad. Oh, no. It's going to ruin this beautiful honeymoon or whatever. Can I activate Secret Heart with the obsession save Sawyer from a terrible fate of having her wedding ruined?
I was about to ask, is now actually a really great time to enter the scene?
Yeah.
Just like come out wearing Cassandra's like shirt or something and carrying a sword, just being like, I hear fighting.
Yeah, you could... Mancha, you could activate that as...
Should I read what it is for the audience that doesn't have it at home?
Read what it is and we'll have Sawyer and Cassandra enter.
So, Secret Heart. When you mark a condition, I just marked defensive, you may choose to become obsessed with doing something meaningful, something good and important. Pick one obsession below and fill in another's came in the blank. You may only have one obsession at a time, which is save Sawyer from a terrible fate of having her wedding ruined. As long as you have an obsession, your question changes to, are you steadfastly following your secret heart? And your bonuses and penalties from conditions are doubled. When you complete your goal, you fill yourself again, erase the name from your chosen obsession, and clear a condition. So, Mancha is going on guard mode. While on the defensive, which isn't necessarily great for defending.
And in enters Sawyer and Cassandra.
What's going on? Is everyone okay?
I thought I heard fighting.
These two people were just knocking on the door, and I might have accidentally punched one in the face. Tika might have also hit one in the face.
They were just knocking on the door?
No, they have guns too. Okay. Are they gonna ruin your wedding? And Mancha starts to like tear up a bit.
There's a tattoo.
Why do they have guns?
I don't know. That's weird, right? That's
very, very.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was normal for you guys. This seems to be a normal occurrence.
To be fair, really the only other time things have shown up at our door was a Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that too.
Yeah,
I was worried that we were about to have a repeat, but...
I'm gonna go look around, see if anything else is happening.
Should we get everybody together?
Yeah, where's Vim and Zoro?
Vim's probably out in the mech.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, Tika went off to find Zoro. I don't know where either of them are at the moment. I'm just gonna... I'm gonna sweep the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. I will quickly shoot off a message to Vim, being like, hey, people tried to break in, and Mancha and Tika fought them off.
You receive a double thumbs up emojis, and a coffee emoji, a wind emoji, and a walking emoji. That is what you receive, all in one text.
Yes, they're getting coffee, and they will be here soon.
There you go.
Let's see, Tika, why don't you go ahead and spot something out of place. I will give you still in over your head.
Okay, and then have you been intimate with the person? No. Are you free of other distractions? No.
No, so I'll just give you the plus one.
Just one, okay. That is 12.
Wow, okay, perfect. I'm just going to let you ask two questions. Because this one's kind of like, as written, it's kind of like a free form, like about the specific person, but they're not here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you just want to ask if you see anything or just two questions.
So I go to their room or where I assume they are in the house, maybe. Do I see them?
You vaguely remember seeing Zoro come in like after, you know, the dancing and everything and them chilling in a hammock outside. You go to the hammock, you don't see anything there. In fact, you actually see that the hammock is torn through.
Oh.
And they are very much not here.
So the hammock looks torn through and they are not here.
Correct.
Is there blood or does anything look extremely out of place?
You don't see any blood or anything. You do see kind of like there's grass near it. You see there, you actually see on the ground what looks like to be a broken Proso collar, which, you know, is something that Zoro just is always wearing.
Yeah. I will pick up the collar and I will run back to where I know Masha's and I'm assuming everyone else is too. And as I get there, I'm like immediately saying, I think Zoro's been taken. And then I'll like hold up the collar.
This is a good time for Vim to appear.
And I appear with one black coffee just for me. And I'm joking. I have one of those. Sometimes when you go to like coffee places, you can buy it in bulk essentially. And they give you a ridiculous little handle bag looking shit. Yeah.
Coffee traveler.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That. Nice. I bring that. With a bunch of random cups. The cups look very much like I picked them up along the way as well. Like there was like an actual, a one credit store. And that's where I went to pick up this shit. So I'm over, but I'm also still in like minor vacation mode. So like I'm here, I'm wearing a singular flip flop because the other one is like, you know, metal foot, shorts that probably could double as underwear, a tank top, like a muscle tank top with a lot of side boob. And the tank top says, beware. And the back, the frogs.
Yeah, I'm wearing the NFT New Fuck Tijuana shirt.
Yeah.
And probably not wearing pants. Wearing underwear, but not wearing pants.
And I think Cassandra's the opposite, is wearing like short shorts because she has just been introduced to short shorts. You know, because normally she wears like her suit or like breeches and a tunic and stuff. Short shorts and a sports bra, which she's also in love with.
In Matcha's obsession, she's not changing out of her wet clothes. I do not know how long this is going to last.